President Donald Trump says the tiny Balkan nation of Montenegro could trigger a third world war because of its, quote, aggressive behavior. Internationally, the president's comments to Fox News on Monday are stoking concerns about his commitment to the 69-year-old alliance among European and North American countries designed to defend against incursions by the former Soviet Union and now Russia. And as Steve Missler reports, Trump's remarks also stood in stark contrast to those of Maine Governor Paula Page, who made a recent visit to Montenegro to celebrate the state's special relationship with that country.
The governor's office has shared few official details about the trip, but LePage has tweeted about it, sharing photos of his interactions with its president and prime minister, all while seeking potential economic opportunities and celebrating the Maine National Guard's 12-year-old partnership with the Montenegrin military. Overall, LePage's trip appeared to be a standard gubernatorial visit, with a country whose citizens he described as a lot like Mainers in an interview posted by the U.S. Embassy there.
Fiercely independent people. I understand the Montenegrins are a little bit independent at times. And stubborn, did I hear that? Stubborn? Well, we're stubborn too.
Montenegro declared its independence in 2006, and shortly thereafter established a relationship with Maine's National Guard through the U.S. Department of Defense's National Guard State Partnership Program. More recently, it joined NATO, the post-World War II alliance that has been thrust into the news amid ongoing criticism by President Donald Trump. NATO was formed to deter Russian incursions. If a member of the alliance is attacked, all 29 member countries are supposed to come to its defense. But on Monday, shortly after his controversial summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who sees NATO as a threat to his multinational ambitions, Trump raised questions during an interview with Fox News personality Tucker Carlson about his willingness to get involved if Montenegro was drawn into a conflict.
They're very strong people. They're very aggressive people. They may get aggressive, and congratulations, you're in World War III.
Montenegro likely has a different view of its role as an aggressor. Authorities there have accused 14 people of attempting to assassinate its president and overthrow its pro-Western government in what they allege is a Russia-sanctioned coup staged 2 years ago. And LePage may have a different view as well. Shortly before leaving Montenegro, he tweeted that the country was, quote, a source of stability and freedom in the Balkan region. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.